We were the first radio station to play black music on a regular basis. We were the first power station. There were some black stations in the larger cities like New York or L.A. in the inner city, but you couldn't hear them out of New York or L.A. or Chicago or Detroit or New Orleans, as the case may be. We did it quite by accident. Some black students in Nashville came up to see a guy named Gene Nobles who had the show at this time. This was late 1946, after the war, and these guys were going to college on the G.I. Bill, and they brought up some of their music and asked Gene if he would play it. So he put these records on, and there were some boogie records there by Albert Ammons and Pete Johnson and guys like that, and there were some blues records by Wynonie Harris and Bull Moose Jackson, Roy Brown, and he played them. And all of a sudden, he started getting all this mail from all over the South, all over the Midwest, and nobody could read it. I mean, you wondered how it got here. So we figured it must have to be coming from a black listening audience. In the early 50s, I mean, we were just talking to people who really, this radio station was such a mecca for them, because they could buy things, they could buy records. We had a little record shop here. The Randy Record Shop became the world's largest mail order record shop right on this radio station. Randy later had Dot Records. He started Dot Records with people like Pat Boone and Gale Storm and things like that, which he used to cover black records. Everything that, see, white parents wouldn't let their kids bring black records into the house. So Randy came up with this idea of having Pat Boone cover everything Little Richard did or everything Fats Domino did. And then he got the Fontaine sisters to do things that Ruth Brown or Laverne Baker did. And he got Gale Storm to do things that other black singers did. And this was, this they would allow.
That's basically the whole story of pop music.
Sure. That's how, you know, you look at the charts today, it's 80% black music with a white person doing it.